By this point, the outline of the charges looks very familiar. According to a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Guam, Melvin Duenas alleges that he was abused from the age of 10 when he was chief altar boy at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, where Tomas Camacho served as a priest. The abuse only stopped when Duenas ran away from the rectory sometime in 1974 or 75. That makes 17 such cases filed in Guam, beginning with accusations against Archbishop Anthony Apuron last June to a case filed last Wednesday. The Pacific Daily News reported that a former altar boy alleged that he was repeatedly molested by former island priest Louis Briard in the 1970s. Last year, Briard, now 95 and a resident of Minnesota, publicly admitted that he abused more than 25 boys in the 30 years he worked on Guam. Last September, Guam's governor, Eddie Calvo, signed a law that lifted the statute of limitations for lawsuits against child abusers and their institutions. So there will be a jury trial in each case. If the charges are upheld, the Catholic Church would be required to pay a minimum of $5 million in damages, again, in each case. Guam's new Archbishop, Michael Jude Burns, says the church is considering bankruptcy protection and out-of-court settlements to reduce its financial exposure. Archbishop Apuron retains his title and salary while he awaits a church trial at the Vatican. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.